Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus took Peter, John, and James and went up the mountain to pray. While he was praying, his face changed in appearance, and his clothing became dazzling white. And behold, two men were conversing with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory, and spoke of his exodus that he was going to accomplish in Jerusalem. Peter and his companions had been overcome by sleep, but becoming fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men standing with him. As they were about to part from him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." But he did not know what he was saying. While he was still speaking, a cloud came and cast a shadow over them, and they became frightened when they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my chosen son. Listen to him." After the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. They fell silent and did not at that time tell anyone what they had seen. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise to you,
Lord Jesus Christ.
A true story from last summer. Last July, on a hot summer night, a young woman drove alone across a lonely stretch of highway in South Texas. Before leaving, she pulled her Jeep Grand Cherokee into a truck stop for gas. The station was quiet, only a few truckers around. She paid for the gas, stepped into her Jeep, locked the doors, and then headed out onto the dark, deserted highway. A huge 18-wheeler pulled out behind her. It followed her closely. All at once, the trucker slammed on his horn. He flashed his bright lights. Thinking he wanted to pass, she slowed down. But he continued to tailgate. She sped up, so did he. Again, he sounded the truck's horn. He flashed his brights. The woman was suddenly frightened. Her cell phone was out of reach under the seat. Again, she sped up. He followed. And for the third time, sounded his huge horn, flashed his bright lights. A couple miles later, out of nowhere, came the flashing lights of the highway patrol. Thank God the police were here. The Texas patrol pulled both her SUV and the 18-wheeler over. The truck driver leaped out. He rushed to the woman's vehicle. "Are you okay?" he screamed. "Get out." The trucker had called the police. Back at the truck stop, when the woman had gone inside to pay for her gas, an intruder had concealed himself in the back of her Jeep. The trucker noticed so he followed her. Each time the intruder rose up to attack the woman from behind, the truck driver sounded his horn, flashed his lights. The truck driver saved this woman's life. God in glory is easy to look at. God looks good when he looks like God. A transfigured Savior, dazzling, bright in glory, majesty. It's a wonderful sight. When God gives us good things, making good triumph over evil, he is a welcome sight. Nothing is more beautiful than God's goodness on a bright, sunny day in spring, budding forth goodness in each blossom. Or when God answers our prayers, the doctor strolls out of the operating room, declaring the surgery successful. When medical tests come back with good results, school is going good, relationships blossom, the new job works out, a lost child is found, then God is acting like God, giving us good things. Where life's little miracles crop up, God is stunning. He is so bright, so brilliant. When God acts like God, he looks really good. We want to stick with him. God is wonderful when he looks like a God should. Yet there are times when God doesn't look so good. God is not always pleasing to the eye. At times, God appears less than attractive. He doesn't look like a God when we see Christ nailed to the cross, a man tortured, put to death on wooden beams. Hardly seems like God. Our Lord knew Peter, James, and John would find it hard to take. So, beforehand, he gave them a glimpse of his glory in the transfiguration. St. Bede called it a drop of honey for the three disciples, who would later witness his horrible crucifixion. We don't like the way God looks when he brings his cross along. When tragedy, illness, or disappointments strike, we wonder if there really is a God. And if there is, he does not appear to be the God we need. God doesn't look all that great when he lets us be challenged, confused, or hurt. God can appear unattractive. Yet, the less attractive God can reveal God's glory. When God seems more adversary than friend, his glory is hidden. The less attractive God can transform situations of grief into instances where we get a glimpse of his glory. In the last 3 months, three of our younger archdiocesan priests have died, untimely deaths. Three parishes are without pastors. We already have a critical shortage of priests. It's scary. And yet, make no mistake, in the end, the wisdom of God will triumph. Their untimely deaths force us to face the need to pray for vocations. We must encourage priestly vocations. Today, the focus is on the rotten apples whose misconduct damages the church. But there's more. These three good men faithfully serve God all their lives. And in the minds of their grieving parishioners, these priests are heroes, real men of God. They witness to the glory of God in the world today, even when he appears otherwise. The truck driver tailgating the woman seemed anything but a champion. He actually terrorized this woman that night on a lonely highway. But the truck driver saved her life. We find God hard to take when he doesn't look like our hero. Our God looks like that. The cross is the place where Christ is transfigured. The cross is the place where Jesus looks most like God, doing anything for us. Yes, our God is a God of power, of majesty, of glory beyond anything imaginable. Our God can triumph in situations we think are hopeless. Don't give up on him when he doesn't look so good. In time, God will reveal to us what he really looks like, beyond what we can imagine. He saves our lives.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ,